John, a lot to like about that game, especially in the first period. What stood out to you?
I played a pretty complete game, to be honest. Didn't feel like we were in a ton of trouble all night. And they're a good hockey team, so we're going to get some chances, but I thought we limited them pretty well. They pushed to be expected, but we weathered it, and you know, Pauly's second goal was a big one for us. But it was a tight checking game. You know, special teams wasn't a big factor. It was just two pretty good teams going at it, and we got the extra one that was helped.
John, what do you like about the last, when they make it a one goal game, those last 9 minutes, that, you know, maybe it's one of those goals that's a little bit fluky, but
it's all about managing the game, and we didn't need another one. We just needed to prevent them from getting one, and it's not like we sat back, but we were feeling pretty good about our offensive game, at least the possession part of it. But it's all about, you know, are you adding risk to your game or not? And as we told the guys, like, we don't need the third one to win. Third one can come on the empty netter. But let's get us in position for that to happen, and fortunately for us, it did.
How surprised were you with the third and the fifth highest scoring teams' goals per game in the league, and yet it's 1-0 into the third period?
Yeah, well, both teams checked pretty well tonight, and the seven goals a game, that doesn't come by too often. And when two teams are, you know, they're trying to win, and they had a great streak going here. The reason they're doing it too is because they're checking well. And so, I don't know. Both teams stuck to their game plan, and like I said, they're not all going to be that 8-6 game, but it's a good hockey game. I think the fans are disappointed with the home team not winning, but it was a good hockey game to watch.
So what about the Belmar line? You know, obviously you depend on them to do a lot of little things there, but I mean, they get the goal, but also, you know, Belmar makes a big play, you know, to stop them from out of the zone.
Well, it's depth. It's the same thing Steph has. Seattle can go four lines deep, and we can as well, and I think that's, you know, the difference with some teams is when you have the depth, it helps you win some hockey games. And a game tonight, say, you know, Cooch or Stammer or Point's not getting one, you need somebody like Belly to get it for you, and it turns out to be a big one for us. So when you've got that kind of scoring coming from everyone at certain times, you know, it helps you win games.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Garth thinks it'll get canceled.
Other
traders don't think it'll get canceled.
When do we do now? When you land?
Tonight.
Yeah. Maybe as early as now, but probably tonight. After we land. Are you thinking of making the way up to Vancouver?
Just to see me out this way.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate everything.
Thank you. Thank you for working with me. It was great.
I spent a lot of time trying to research how much I would cost.
Yeah.
And I think the good thing is if our Bucks lose tonight, because then we have no more NFL travel.
Yeah.
So I could probably justify coming up to at least
for this monumental.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's like a $50 train ride tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, in a couple minutes, that would tell you. You know, so. But it would help to know whether I would get a practice or not get a practice, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that would mean whether I train it, if I do get that, whether I train it early or train it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Let me go see if there's any decision that's been